Now for our story. In the Lane farmhouse on Willow Road this evening, there was that pleasant, bustling air of anticipation which precedes the arrival of a guest for dinner. Lefty Larkin had trudged into the living room with a great armload of logs for the fire. Soon the flames had leapt up to be reflected in the big copper bowl on the table, in which Aunt Mary's niece, Peggy Douglas, had arranged some scarlet flowers. Fragrant odors drifted in from the kitchen, where Aunt Mary was busy frying chicken, taking time to peep into the oven occasionally at the pie she was baking. Upstairs in her room, Peggy was changing into a dress which was the favorite of Nicholas Dorn, the one of white wool with gold trimming around the neck. Peggy's friend Jane Plummer was sitting on the bed, chatting. But now she wandered into the kitchen to talk to Aunt Mary for a while.
Hello, Aunt Mary. I thought I'd come down and bother you for a change.
Why, Jane, you're no bother. Sit down, child. I'm glad to have company.
My, something smells awfully good.
It's the mince pies I'm baking.
Mince pie. I always think of Randy when I make one. It's his very favorite. I even thought of trying to send him one for Christmas last year, but I knew it would be foolish.
I'm afraid it might have been sort of disastrous. Even if you marked the package crushable or something.
Yes, it would have been pretty messy by the time it reached it.
Have you heard from Randy lately, Aunt Mary?
No, I haven't. Not in a long time. Rather worries me. Have you had a letter, Jane?
No, but then that doesn't mean anything. Randy's never been too good about writing. But I don't blame him. When he does have some time off from his duty, he has better things to do than write letters.
I suppose.
Still, I shouldn't think there'd be much to do on most of those islands in the Pacific. No, but... Oh, well, I keep hoping we'll get news that he's coming home one of these days.
So do I.
I miss that son of mine a lot, Jim.
Of course you do, Aunt Mary. Well, maybe he'll surprise us someday and send us a wire that he's on his way.
Yeah, perhaps he will. Let's keep our fingers crossed, you and I.
Your house looks so pretty tonight, Aunt Mary. It feels like a holiday somehow.
Well, I'm glad it does. So it's not as though we were having a party. Why don't you stay and have dinner with us, dear? We'd love to have you.
Oh, no, thank you, Aunt May. You're having company and...
But Nicholas isn't company. He's practically one of the family. He hasn't been out here for dinner lately, so Peggy and I decided to make it a little... Oh, just a little special tonight, that's all. Why don't you stay?
It's nice of you to ask me, Aunt May, but... I don't think I'd better. Mother hasn't been feeling too well, and I have to go home and help her.
Well, dear, you do whatever you think best. Perhaps you can come over next time Nicholas is here.
You know, I feel sort of guilty about Nicholas.
But why, Jane?
Well, Aunt Mary, I didn't like him a bit at first. I wasn't too subtle about letting him know it either.
Well, Jane, I had no idea.
I'm ashamed of it now. My whole opinion of him has been changed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because he's really a very fine boy.
I know, Aunt Mary. Ever since Bill Meade told me about how Nicholas went to him and told him the marriage had been called off, I realized I'd been wrong. That was such a decent thing to do. I mean, telling Bill.
Indeed it was. And Nicholas was the one who decided the marriage should be postponed. Even though he wanted to marry Peggy very much.
Yes. Well, just goes to show how careful we should be about making snap judgments. It's taught me a good lesson.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself too much. I'm sure your chief concern was for Peggy's happiness.
Yes, it was. But it bothered me terribly to think of Peggy's marrying someone she wasn't in love with and who wasn't in love with her. I was sure a thing like that couldn't work.
I agree, Jane.
But the funny thing is, I'm beginning to think I was wrong about part of it.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, the way Nicholas Dorn's been acting lately, it looks to me as if he is in love with Peggy after all.
He is, Jane.
Then I'm right.
Yes. I've known it for a long time.
But Peggy doesn't seem to think so. At least she didn't the last time I talked to her about it.
No, Peggy doesn't realize it. She's still pretty much wrapped up in her own trials and tribulations.
It's too bad, isn't it, Aunt Mary? I guess that's the way it goes. People loving someone who doesn't love them. It seems so, well, wasteful.
Yes. It's too bad love can't always be returned. But I don't believe it's ever wasted. It always does good for someone. Even if it's only for the person who feels it.
Maybe.
Why look at Nicholas? He's changed so much since he's been able to break down all that bitterness he had. Been able to accept his love for Peggy. Now he's a... Well, he's a different person. So warm and friendly.
But at that moment, the young man in question might have been inclined to disagree with Aunt Mary. As he drove along Willow Road on his way to the Lane Farm, Nicholas Doran was calling himself a romantic fool. If he wasn't, why didn't he pull up stakes, cross off this episode with Peggy Douglas with so much experience, and go back to Hollywood where he belonged? And then his thoughts were interrupted as the headlights of his car picked up the figure of a young man plodding along the road. The young man who wore the uniform of a U.S. Marine.
Hello there.
Oh, hi.
Can I give you a lift?
Yeah, you sure can.
Fine. Hop in.
Oh, thanks. I will. Hey, this is a real break.
I'm just going a few miles down the road, but it may be some help.
Oh, sure. That'll be fine.
You're going far?
No. No, but I've come quite a way. You live around here?
Well, I'm living in Wakefield at present. The hotel.
Oh. Not a native, then?
No, not exactly, but I've been here for some months. Sort of fell in love with this country. Couldn't tear myself away.
You sure it was just the country you fell in love with?
You got me, pal. Leave it to a Marine to guess there was a girl in the story.
You just don't look like a guy who goes around falling in love with nothing but scenery.
I don't? You mean you can't picture me with a butterfly net in one hand and a magnifying glass in the other?
No, sir, hardly.
All joking aside, though, I do like it around here a lot. I even thought of buying a place.
Oh, you did? I'm surprised you found anything for sale.
Oh, it's a charming little place. Picturesque. Over on Kinmore Hill Road.
Yeah? Oh, I think I know the one you mean. It's on a hill and a brook runs through?
Yeah, that's the one. Then you know the place.
Yeah, I ought to. I watched them drive every nail while they were building it.
Uh-huh. You must live around here.
Well, I used to. Quite a while ago.
I see. How does it seem being back? Things look very different?
Well, not so far. But then I just got off the train a couple of hours ago.
Oh. Well, sorry I can't take you any farther, but I turn in right ahead here for the Lane Farm.
Oh, I think I'll ride up with you, as long as I'm here.
You know the lane?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Very fond of these people.
Well, how are they getting along? Everything okay?
Just fine.
I'm glad to hear it. I haven't seen them for a long time.
Well, if you're an old friend, you can be sure of a warm welcome. They're the most hospitable family I've ever known.
Yeah, I guess they are, Dad. What do you think of Aunt Mary?
Aunt Mary? Brother, don't get me started. I could keep going all night. She's just about the finest woman I've ever known.
Yeah, I kind of think you're right.
Well, here we are. I see Lefty's got one of his big fires going. Look at that chimney.
Lefty always did go in for a big fire.
Ah, Lefty's a great guy.
He sure is.
Coming. Coming.
Sounds like Aunt Mary.
Randy.
Hello, Mom. I'm home.
Oh, Randy.
As Aunt Mary felt the strong arms of her tall young son around her, she buried her head into his broad shoulder. She couldn't keep back the tears of gratitude. Yes, Randy Lane was home at last.